9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards, great stewards of the land. This is Jimmy Clark. Today's show is brought to you by First National Bank of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. First National Bank of Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. Sorry, I thought I had that memorized. I did. I just wasn't thinking. Man, way different morning this out here in western Oklahoma in the eastern Texas Panhandle. 77 at Hollis. Right down the road at Tipton, it's 88. 76 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 73 at the May Ranch, 71 at Beaver, 78 at Fairview out here in the panhandle of Texas. A little warmer out there, 84 degrees at Wellington, 82 at Dozer, 73 at Lipscomb, 71 at Miami, and 88 degrees at Odell. And not very far down south of Odell, though, it gets into the 90s. Pretty warm day and humid out there. A little bit of rainfall. I got 3/10. All right, let me rephrase that. Well, my wife's gone, so I don't have to worry about her correcting me. I had 3/10 of rain at my house, but some of my neighbors south of the river bridge down there, not very far, 2 inches, 2.2, down by Blair, St. Lyle, Shaw posted 1.8, maybe even got some more since I seen that post, but some... if you're lucky to get one of those clouds over here, you got some nice rain, but that's what's making the temperatures cooler out there. I got Mr. Joe Merrick in the studio with me. We're going to be talking about some wild plum jam coming up here in about 5-10 minutes. But I went out last night and did the farmer's market and here in Elk City. If you guys haven't been to the farmer's market in Elk City, you need to really go. They got some really great vendors. It's very organized. You can just make you a round trip through there and check stuff out. And there's all kinds of stuff. I think I spent more money than I made last night. I bought some wild plum jelly. Bought some apple butter. My favorite so far, because I had an old jar of it last night with some corn chips, was peach salsa. It was really good. And there's all kinds of stuff out there. All of it's homegrown stuff. There's nothing or handmade going on out there. It's all local stuff. People from Cordell were there. 1491. I hope I got that number right. Vegetable farm. They had some really nice cantaloupes and veggies. They had green and red tomatoes. Had all kinds of good stuff there. I just can't talk about all of them. Just don't remember. There's some people with beef there, local raised and homegrown beef selling there. Check it out at 22242 West 3rd Street, right there at Southwest Flooring, and right across from the Red Rock Baseball Park. You can see the park. It opens at 6 and it's till 7:30 every Wednesday night. You get a chance to check it out. And if you make some homemade stuff that you want to sell, I'm telling you, the lady that was right to the left of me had the dough bread. She was sold out in the first 45 minutes of the deal. So, and it was good because she had time to come over and buy some tomatoes from me. So it was all good. Check it out. And I hope if you guys anywhere, Hobart, Woodward, anywhere have a farmer's market going on, let me know. I'll help you guys get the word out there. 580-225-9697. What else is going on? I'm waiting on a call back from Brandon at the sale barn. Let's see. This morning, it looked like a traffic jam out there. So a lot of cattle coming in. So he's going to let me know if he gets too many cows in there, because that's happened a couple times in the last month. But as of right now, I keep bringing them. But I, as a piece of advice, I would actually give them a call and make sure they're still taking cows. They are as of right now, but be safe. Just call, make sure they're still taking cows, not calves, but cows, big cows. And it was crazy there this morning. I stopped in there. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Ooh, let's see here. Shortly after 6 a.m., December corn was down 2.5 cents at 421.5 per bushel. November soybeans were 1.5 cents lower at 1019 per bushel. December soy meal was $1.20 weaker to $282.30 a short ton, and December soy oil jumped 0.2 cents to 54.88 cents a pound. September wheat markets were down in the early morning. Chicago Board of Trade fell 4.5. Kansas City dropped 4.25 to 518.5. And Minneapolis wheat decreased 1 cent to 580 per bushel. New crop corn and soybean contracts are 15 to 20 cents off. The low hit on Monday, is this just a technical bounce, or are we in for early stages of a change in trend? Bob Landman, commodities broker, said the 20-day moving average is within striking distance and will be a good indication of just how much momentum the bulls have as we enter the last part of July. Ethanol production and inventories are down according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production increased to an average of 1.087 million barrels a day in the week that ended on July the 11th. That's up from 1.085 million barrels the previous week. In the Midwest, by far the largest producing region, output averaged 1.028 million barrels a day, down from 1.03 million barrels. Gulf Coast production jumped 28,000 from 24. Rocky Mountain maintained 9,000 barrels, same as the previous week. East Coast production was also unchanged at 12,000 barrels a day. The West Coast saw a slight decrease to 9,000 barrels from 10,000 the week before. Ethanol inventories in the week through July the 11th fell to 23.635 million barrels. The EIA said that's down from, looks like it's down about 300,000 barrels from the previous week. Just a cold front moving through the United States right now. That's what's affecting, that's why we got those rain showers this morning. And we still have a chance for, according to Lacey, we still have a chance for some more rain coming up. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So let's take a break. When I come back, I'll have Mr. Joe Merrick on. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th. It's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sarah. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarah, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
This season, armyworm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Armyworms, you're out of here. Learn more at corteva.us/lumavia CPL.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Childress, Texas, here is your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 88 degrees, heat index is 95, so it's pretty toasty out there. Humidity is 60, dew point 72. The winds are out of the north at 7 with wind gusts up to 11 right now. 75 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the month of July at Childress. 8-inch soil temperature, 84 degrees, no red flag minutes today. Well, in the studio with me right now is the world famous Joe Merrick. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jimmy.
Are you ready?
I guess I'm ready.
It doesn't matter whether you are or not.
It doesn't matter now. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait, because I can honestly, I feel in my heart, and I've been wrong before, but I think this Wild Plum Jam Music Festival is going to be the best yet.
I hope you're right. We feel that way. We've had really good advanced sales. We've sold over 700 tickets already, and that's as many people as we had there last year, and we haven't even, we've got a couple of days left and haven't even opened the gate yet. So.
Right. Yeah, because your gate sales are pretty decent.
Always
too.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Well, you notice that guitar?
Yeah. I saw that.
That was from the first one.
It was from the first one, yeah. Yeah. Michael Martin Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the major, we call him.
Yeah.
Joel from lives down at Cooperton.
Right.
He bought that.
I met that guy.
Yeah. And he bought it, and he didn't want to put it in his RV in Cooperton, so he just hung it right there. It is. So it's pretty good. Well, it's coming up this Saturday at the City Park, Sarah City Park. And, back earlier in the years, we had in the year at Stillwater, we had the Boys from Oklahoma concert.
It was impressive. I told everybody if we could have 1% of what they did there, we'd be tickled to death.
So. Yeah. So we kind of, the name was kind of stolen. So, but this is called the Boys from Western Oklahoma. Why is that?
Well, we're from Western Oklahoma. And there was a time when both those guys were, too. I think Stoney still is, but back when Cross Canadian was playing, that's where Cody Canada lived, was UConn.
Right. So. Yeah, and that's
West of Oklahoma City.
So. Yeah, so we got Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue, and of course my favorite is Tyler Wilhelm.
Yeah, Tyler, he's a staple for us.
Yeah,
he's undiscovered. That guy's a hand now.
He really is. He's undiscovered, but he's in love now.
Oh yeah, he's a different cat, isn't he?
He's a different person. You don't see him put sarcastic stuff on social media anymore. He's in love. He's got what is the little what is it, the when you fall in love and you got that
Cupid bow.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. I can't think of it. Yeah, Tyler's good. It's gonna be fun, and thanks for inviting KCO to be part of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Blake and I are looking forward to it.
You guys have always been part of it, and we really appreciate the coverage that we get from you. And we can't think of a better way to get the word out to the people in our part of the country.
Yeah.
So.
And then Blake and I will be He'll be the main MC.
That'll be fun.
I'll be the one that's causing trouble.
It's all right. That's what we need.
And I hope they give me a mic.
Never a dull moment. I'll make sure you have one.
And as long as we got the CO2 canister filled, Jimmy might be launching some t-shirts out in the crowd. So always be paying attention when I have that in my hand, because I might hit you inside the head with it.
Watching. And don't forget to tell everybody, Nelda Tucker will have the biscuits and wild plum jam all night in a Dr. Pepper trailer back behind
the... Yeah, the jelly. Well, we call it wild plum jam, but she'll have the jelly and the homemade biscuits, and that's in the Dr. Pepper trailer.
Right.
Yeah, and you want to know a little history about the Dust Bowl? Just ask her.
Oh, yeah, she can tell you about that stuff.
You can eat that biscuit and listen to some good stories. Right. Yeah, so how's everything going to kick off?
We'll start with Tyler's Bunch. We'll open the gates at 5, and they'll play at 7.
Okay.
And then he'll play a set, and then Stoney will play. And then I imagine Cody Canada's Bunch will probably get the stage around 10 and play at 11:30.
To play till about 11:30. So the gates open at 5. What do you recommend people to bring there?
Bring a lawn chair. Yeah. They've got it set up where we're not bringing coolers in and everything. Beer sales, everything's there. So. Yeah,
water, beer, the whole nine yards.
We'll have t-shirts and caps and all kinds of stuff, and each of the artists will too, I'm sure. So
yeah, they'll be up there in the pavilion.
Yeah, in the pavilion.
It's a really gorgeous place.
It is a fun to have outdoor.
Right. The elm and cottonwood trees are huge, and they're not dropping anything right now, so you don't have to worry about that. And yeah, like you said, there'll be beer sales there and all kinds of other refreshments.
And we'll have tanks out with water and stuff in them scattered around. So if you can just get that, that'll be free. But the beer sales.
Cut the ice chest out and just
bring your lawn chair or a blanket or whatever you want to sit on and kick back and listen to some good music under the stars.
Yeah, are you gonna go on stage at any time?
I hope not. I don't plan
to. Tyler,
if you'll keep talking, I won't have to.
No. What I meant was to play.
Oh, to play? I might play next year. I keep telling everybody that. I don't know. I wanted to. Once we first started off, I was cheap and handy, and so we did it a time or two, and I think a few people around like to hear me play just because.
No, I do.
But I might play next year or something. We'll see.
Well, I'm gonna have to call Tyler and see if he would get you up on stage and you guys do like a Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings duet or triet. It would get somebody else up there to sing with you guys.
I'm glad you didn't say Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn or something.
How about George and Tammy?
George and Tammy, yeah.
How long have you been playing music?
I started playing when I was a kid, but I learned three chords, and it's the same three chords I know now, Jimmy. I didn't progress any on my playing, but then I went to writing songs in the 90s, and I've written songs for quite a while.
What's your favorite song you've written?
I have two or three different kinds of music that I write, so I don't know.
What's the kind?
Oh, like cowboy music, old Western music, and then a little more modern, just contemporary Western type music, and then just regular relationship love type songs or something, or almost rockabilly, cowbilly kind of stuff.
So, have you ever sang one of those songs to your wife?
She goes in the other room when I start singing.
I knew you was gonna say that, that's why I asked that question. How's the horse business?
It's blowing and going for some people. We've kind of pulled our horns in, we've been paying more attention to the cattle, and I want to stay around here and watch the grandkids play ball and stuff. Right. So, it takes you away from home a lot if you're really involved in the running side of it. So we're just raising some horses to sell in the yearling sales and things like that, and not having to be gone as much.
I got a question. I think I've had three people in the last week. Matter of fact, one of them was last night. Are you gonna have another Cattleman's Ball?
Oh yeah, we hope to do that every year. I want to make that a fixture also.
Yeah, that one last year was awesome. Yeah,
we've got an outfit called Oklahoma Swing coming this year, and they're award-winning, almost like a bluegrass type Western swing band from Oklahoma City and around there, and they're really good. They'll be coming for the Cattleman's Ball this year in November.
Hey, well, if you guys don't know what the Cattleman's Ball is, it's actually a fundraiser for this.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, what's coming up for the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival, which includes the Wild Plum Jam, and So all the RV spots are all sold, right?
I think they are. You just check with Ashton to make sure, but we keep slipping another one in there on her. That old park is old and everything, and some of the spots have electricity but no water, and so you have to run your hose or something. It's kind of needs to be upgraded, but seems like we can always find another one if somebody needs to bring one in.
Right. So what they were doing was you could rent an RV spot and get tickets.
Get 2 tickets, right.
Two tickets to the deal. Because basically come around what time Saturday? The park's closing.
Yeah, Saturday at noon, I think it's hard to get anything in or out of there.
Yeah, because there's a golf tournament going on, and that won't hinder it because it's starting in the morning. So it's gonna shut down so they can get everything ready.
Yeah, we have to close it down and lock it down, and then everybody that comes back in after that needs a wristband. So.
Right. And then RV spots, that included, that started Friday night?
As far as what?
With the bundle, was it?
I think it might have been Thursday night. Might be tonight. That you get 2 or 3 nights worth of stay in there and then 2 tickets. So.
Okay, let's talk about some catering. Because one of my favorite, J&J Barbecues, mm-hmm. over there. And matter of fact, they're going to open tonight for the Thursday night scramble at Sarah National.
Oh, good.
So anyway, they're going to be set up from 3:30 to 8 o'clock. That's the golf course tonight. They've been parked in that RV spot for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, we moved our trailer in yesterday. I saw their deal.
Yeah, they've been there for a while. They're going to have brisket, pulled pork, sausage, and a few side dishes. I'm going to highly recommend everybody come up there and ask for the Bob.
The what now?
The Bob.
The Bob?
Yeah, we named it after Bobby Martin.
Oh, okay.
He got in a little late one year during that one pump jam, and they didn't have much left, so they mixed it all together, and it was actually really good.
It was a big hit.
It was a big hit, so we called it the Bob.
I see.
It's that'll be pretty good. So you're going to have you got all the vendors' names off the top of your head?
I don't really. Deb does that for us and lines those all up. There's 11 or 12 of them, though, different ones.
Okay.
And Night Lingers is one of them that's catered for us some before. They're going to be there as far as the meat ones. And then there's a number of different frozen foods and drink outfits,
Drinks,
too.
Yeah. Good. There is going on. Going
to be some good people. I don't know who all they are. I've seen the list, but it didn't stick with me, but.
Is anything else going on besides the music around? Are the kids going to be able to play miniature golf? Or if I remember that right,
I think
wrong?
It's open till 3. If I heard, okay. I think I heard Kay say that.
Yeah, after the Dust Bowl or during the Dust Bowl festivities. So that's going on.
We'll have stuff going on in town during the day on Saturday at the
museum.
The museum.
Yeah, because Kay and Sherry
blow up toys and some live music and stuff like that during the day on Saturday before we move out there that afternoon.
What's the cost to get into the Plum Jam now?
Well, it's going to be $40 at the gate. And we had first published that it would be $35 for early bird online tickets. And then when it got closer to the event, that would go to $40 and then be $45 at the gate. But there's been some confusion on what's been published about that. So we're just going to keep it $40 all the way through. So.
Yeah. And it's the best $40 you're going
to see. It is. Heck yeah. You can't. What I see around the country, you couldn't even get to see one of those guys for that.
Yeah, and we got Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue, Tyler Wilhelm Band, Boys from Western Oklahoma Concert.
Right. That's right.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
Yeah. He came in here smiling. I didn't know if he was smiling because he didn't know what I was going to ask him. Or
there's always that.
Yeah, there's always that. Because I can throw a loop and some stuff and going on there. And are you guys going to be in the parade by chance?
We're going to try to have a little something in there. Our deal's not going to be very flamboyant, but we'll put something together just to be part of it. But we invite everybody else to. And Sherry Dameron's been working hard on getting that put together.
Right. I thought it was pretty cool at the new Elk City Farmers Market last night. Jesse Osborne was set up, and I'm hard hearing, but he was outside the fence there. He was just playing some country and western, and then all of a sudden you hear some 70s rock in there.
He's got an encyclopedia for a brain. He knows the words to a jillion songs.
Good music. I don't think there's I'm not saying there's none, but there's probably, it's rare to have music playing at a farmer's market. And you know what? I think that just got me fired up for Saturday night.
Good for Jesse. That's good.
Yeah.
Jesse. Everybody else calls him Oz. I can't do it. I call him Jesse all the time. Probably bothers him, but I can't.
Yeah, no, it was all good. So it was good to go. Well, I hope you get some rain.
I hope we at least get cool weather like this. The rain will be all right, but it's
we're spoiled.
Yeah, we are. We've been teased all along. It looked like on the 9 day and the 10 day that it was going to stay pretty cool, but then they've got us up to 100. So
yeah,
I guess you just plan on it.
Things are going to grass going to start right. burning up a little bit, and animals are going to get hot. Do you guys take any extra precaution on your horses when the weather gets? Triple digits.
We just have to make sure there's shade and water for them. We can't. Right. We don't keep anything where they can't get in the shade.
Right.
And we double down on watching the water.
Right. Yep. So it's good. Yeah. Everybody need. No matter what kind right. of animal you got, fresh water is the best medicine to keep an animal healthy. So
they can do without food for several days, but they can't do without water for
36
hours even hardly.
Nope. You know? All right. Well. Mr. Merrick, what else you want to talk about?
Well, I need to talk about the rest of the Decibel Days Festival for a minute. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Friday evening, we start with the antique tractor cruise, they call it.
Right.
Where those there's some neat old tractors in the country. These guys.
I heard there's over 40 coming.
And I saw it last year. It's amazing the time those guys have put in those things. And they'll be cruising them around the museum in Sayre. And we'll have... the Machettes are playing the street dance that Friday night also.
Right.
And free food and dance and the tractor cruise. It'll be a fun evening under the stars there Friday night to kind of get us warmed up for.
I was giving one of my buddies that had his tractor in the cruise last year. I said, I knew you were there, even though I didn't get to see the parade. He said, how do you know? I said, I followed the little trail. He didn't think I was funny. that's going on. That's going to be fun. And then Saturday morning, we got the parade.
Yeah, the normal parade Saturday morning. And after that parade, there's more activities in the Broadway Center area back there behind the museum also.
Yeah,
blow-up toys and chicken poop bingo and all that stuff. So.
I'm going to that. I've already told Sherry and Kay. I said, because I caught Kay off guard, and I said, did one of those chickens do a double poop? She, like, I don't know. But, that's the parade's at 10 a.m.
10 a.m., yeah.
Yep.
And then there'll be activities the rest of the day until we move out to the park at 5.
And ready for the Plum Fest. And then Sunday, we got singing and dinner on the ground Sunday evening.
And we've moved out to the evening so it's not so hot. And I think that worked well last year for us. So everybody can bring a box lunch, or there'll be a caterer or two out there also.
And I'm assuming that's all gospel music.
Yeah, it's just all the local area churches put together somebody. And then there's a few just independents that play and sing also. But it's really good.
Let's see. This Friday. What's going on this Friday? This Friday? Yeah. No, we talked about that. We got the antique tractor cruise at 6 o'clock Friday on Main Street. Oh, and then the free hamburger cookout.
Yeah, that's going on too, right.
Cowboy bingo. Chicken poop bingo. Kids activity sponsored by the Sayre Library and live music from local musicians from 7 to 8 on the museum and library grounds. And then boot and scoot free street dance. Who's that?
Mackenzie Caddy. She's the hand now. She plays that fiddle like nobody's business. And I don't know. She was a candidate for Miss Oklahoma. Might have won it. I don't know. But she probably said if she did. But anyway, she's a pretty girl and plays and sings good and really good entertainer, and everybody enjoys it.
Sounds like I'm going to get home late Friday
night. Yeah, you will.
Yeah, it's going to get late. Well, anything else we want to talk about?
I guess you covered it pretty good.
Yeah. No. Again, coming up is Friday and Saturday in Sayre, America. Starting Friday night is the antique tractor cruise, 6 o'clock. And then just like we just talked about, free hamburgers and boot and scoot, free street. Saturday is the big day. Actually, both days are big days. Saturday, the North Fork Electric Farm and Ranch Parade at 10 a.m. down Sayre Main Street. And then also the blood drive's going on.
I guess it is, yeah.
In the Great Plains. That's the one I was telling Kay, if you don't like the heat and it is hot, just go donate blood and watch it from the air conditioner. And so we got to make sure they got to turn that van right so you can see
from there.
Yeah, and that'll be going on in the Great Plains National Bank parking lot from 10 to... I think it starts at 9 to 3. I've seen somewhere. I might be wrong.
Okay.
We'll find it.
It might have changed since they printed
this. And then live music, vendors, and food trucks at the museum. And then, of course, the gates open at 5 o'clock for the 4th annual KECO 96.5 FM and Wheeler General Store, Wild Plum Jam Music Festival. And then the music starts at 9.
No, it starts at 7.
Or 7. Why did I say 9? I don't know. I'm not reading. 7. It starts at 7. My bad. Cody Canada and the Departed, Stoney LaRue and Tyler Wilhelm. $40 at the gate. And all kinds of good stuff going on.
And there's plenty of time to buy tickets online before then. I think we shut that off at 5 on Saturday. And then after that, you just have to
You can get them on our website, right. KCOFM website. Yeah. And if you need to know anything, I promise you, you can go to Facebook, to either our page.
Or the Wild Plum Jam.
Wild Plum Jam or the Dust Bowl
Days,
Days deal. So anyway, Joe, thanks as always.
Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get in my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 14th. 1,755 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 559 brought 387.50. 12 at 681 brought 346. 3 at 703 brought 345. 14 at 768 brought 333. 6 at 845 brought 306. 37 at 945 brought 291. 13 at 491 brought 375. 3 at 568 brought 335. 7 at 602 brought 317.50. 9 at 702 brought 301. 10 at 757 brought 299. 19 at 776 brought 299. Butcher cows were 131 to 176. Butcher bulls brought 160 to 225. Bred cows were 1,700 to 3,000. Pairs brought 2,250 to 3,250. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction X71 Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. Consign call Brandon Hickey 580-497-60.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. for ceiling 78, dew point 72, humidity's 81. The winds are out of the northeast at 8. 49 one-hundredths of an inch rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. And sunset's at 8:53. 40% chance of thunderstorms and 93 today. 20% tonight. Slight chance, 71 for a low. Tomorrow, just hot and sunny and 98 degrees. Okay. Hang on here. Where's my deal at? Oh, I want somebody to check this deal out. So there's reports coming out right now that a lot of the, some of the corn planted before April 15th has some overly tight tassel wrap on it. And I need to go check my neighbors out across the road from me and one south of me and see if that's an issue. I really haven't honestly looked at it. But if you planted some corn out there and you're listening to the show today, have you checked your corn on, see how it's pollinated? Because we're in well past that stage here in western Oklahoma. But there's been having some issues with some overly tight tassel wrap affecting the pollination in corn. So I was just curious about that. So check it out for me. Hey, I ran a little long there with Joe. I'm going to go ahead and take another break. And then when we come back, I'm going to have Mr. Steve Zyback from Texas Angus Association on here to talk about what they got coming up next week. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Fishing! Fishing.
Get ready, Elk City. The 11th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby and Presidio Family Day is back Saturday, July 19th at Ackley Park from 8 a.m. to noon.
Let's go fishing.
Kids 15 and under can cast their lines in a pond fully stocked with fish. Don't forget the prize fish. Catch a marked one, and you could win $100.
All right!
No pole, no problem. The Oklahoma Fish and Wildlife Team has you covered with fishing poles and bait, plus free t-shirts while they last. And the fun doesn't stop at noon. Presidio Family Day keeps rolling with the carousel and putt-putt open until 1 p.m. So mark your calendar, pack your sunscreen, and join KECO at Ackley Park for a fantastic day of fishing and family fun at the 11th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby, Saturday, July 19th.
Come on, you fish, take the bait!
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Bobby Joe Cudd started with one piece of equipment and one small crew in western Oklahoma back in 1977. Now, the Cudd name is known across the country and around the world. When the bottom fell out of the oil field in the early 1980s, Cudd pushed through and kept going. Cudd is still here, doing more than ever to harness the power of our natural resources and creating jobs for local men and women. Cudd Pressure Control. A good partner for any community to have.
Reap the rewards of buying a new zero-turn mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. You'll enjoy discounted cash prices or financing with approved credit. A free t-shirt and cap, DJ's discounts, and a large selection of in-stock blades, belts, and OEM parts. They'll take care of any warranty work that needs to be done, and you'll have the peace of mind that comes with making a purchase from a business you know and trust. DJ's is your authorized Spartan, Cub Cadet, and Hustler mower dealer located on South Main in Oak City.
Well, the washing machine just made it sound like a ghost sneezing or it's possessed.
Ew, perfect. Well, I'll call Shy the repair guy.
You? Call someone? You still haven't even called your mom back from Easter.
Yeah, but Shy fixes everything. Washers, dryers, fridges, right in your home or back at his shop. Whatever your possessed appliance prefers.
Good, because if I have to wash clothes in the bathtub again, I'm moving in with my mother.
Say no more. I'm calling Shy at 243-9619 or Daryl at 799-5433 before I lose more than just appliances.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Granite America, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 82 degrees, feels like it's 87, dew point 72, humidity 70%. It's muggy. You have around almost 7/10 of an inch of rain in the last 24 hours, 85 hundredths in the last 10 days, 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87 degrees, sunset 8:51, chance of thunderstorms, 40% today, 98 for a high, 71 for a low tomorrow. Tomorrow, not so good. Hot, little breezy, not bad, 102 for a high. On the phone with me right now, let's see if I get it right. Steve Zyback, did I get it right that time? Hello. Oh, hang on a second, I lost him. Be right back. Hang on 1 second. Okay, Mr. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I got you. Sorry about that. I don't know how I cut you off. I didn't even touch the phone, but weird things have happened in or haunted in here with some by cows sometime when I talk bad about cows. So how are you doing today?
We're doing good. We've been doctoring calves and loading out cows.
Ah, where are you going with them?
Oh, I sold them to a guy up at Crescent, Oklahoma.
I got you. And your operation is where around Wheeler?
We're mostly closer to Allison rather than Wheeler, but I live in Wheeler.
Right.
But we're kind of got cattle scattered all the way from Wheeler to the Oklahoma line.
I got you. Man, has the rain been nice out there this year?
It has. It has. It creates lots of hay baling.
And that's not a bad thing.
It is not, because at some point it'll probably dry out.
Yes. Yeah, and I was looking at the forecast the other day, and it didn't have any rain chances in it for the next 2 weeks, and then some people got rain last night and this morning. So we're just going to take it one day at a time with the weather.
Yes, sir. That's all we can do.
Well, you're the president of the Texas Angus Association, am I correct?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
How's that role going?
It has been a challenge the first 6 months, but I'm learning a lot of things, and it's exciting, it's a different adventure that I'm not used to, and I kind of like the challenge.
Okay. Steve, I need to break this up for just a second. I need to read this to all of our listeners. I just got a text message from Brandon Hickey at the Elk City Sale Barn. He said, we are going to be full up on cows this afternoon at the Elk City Livestock Auction. If you aren't already on the road or haven't already called in and consigned, please wait until next week or take to our sister sale barn, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction at Clinton this weekend for our Monday sale. We are still receiving calves and yearlings, and we'll continue to receive calves and yearlings today and throughout the sale tomorrow. So there you have it. I knew it was coming. I just didn't want to announce it. How about that? Everybody, this is crazy about this cow sales, isn't it?
Where are these cows coming from?
They,
I guess the market's good and they're culling.
I think people are just still, I don't know. There's, They're not coming from other places, you know, a sale barns or nothing, because there have been some really nice cattle, but just some guys, I guess, decided to either say, this is a great time to sell out, let the pastures rest, and when things stabilize, we'll just, we'll get back into it.
You bet. And I can't blame them one iota, to be truthful, but it's good for Brandon. I'm glad to see him getting all he wants.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's really, 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 really crazy what's going on. So they, hey, you gotta, I'm coming to the event. The good. Texas Angus Association's got a field day coming up Wednesday, correct?
Yes, sir, July 23rd.
And it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the West Texas A&M University at Canyon, Texas.
Yes.
Tell everybody about it.
We'll probably start off with a tour of the West Texas Meat Lab and Processing Facility, which is, what I've been told, one of the nicest facilities in the nation.
I've heard that myself.
I've been through it once, and it is, it, you know, it's a really a nice facility and just a great tour for anybody that can make it. And then we're gonna charge in. We've been putting on Texas Angus feeder calf sales, all starting to be all over the state now, and that's what I'm gonna have Paul Heinrich come in and speak on all natural and gap four. I'm going to have Bill Martin from the Lone Star Stockyards there in Amarillo come give a talk. We've had four or five sales there, and he's going to tell us the difference between what our Texas Angus calves bring and what just the regular calves there at the sale barn. We'll have Riddell Tyner, our Texas and New Mexico American Angus regional manager. He's going to come and speak on Angus Link. And we're going to have a free steak dinner. We're just going to have lots of good things. We're going to have door prizes and all kinds of good stuff.
What's that Link deal you were talking about you're going to have that gentleman talk about?
Angus Link, well, Angus Link is a way to have your commercial calves linked to the herd sires that they are out of.
Oh, okay.
And they come... And program, you have to buy ear tags that'll have Angus Link on them. Oklahoma's been doing it for 2 or 3 years, and those Angus Link cattle just ring a bell. But he's going to tell you more about it, and it's all real interesting to the producers that want to get a little more money. Even now, they'll still bring a little more money.
Right.
So we just want to be in place when the market, hopefully not anytime soon, drops, and we'll be in place, and these guys will be able to help them stay up with the market or above the market.
Yeah, because, you know, everything's changing. It doesn't matter whether you're farming or ranching, everything is changing. Everything is changing by the minute. And, you know, nobody ever dreamed that input cost on the ranch or the farm would ever be like it is today. And, you know, and I realized that, you know, our cattle market's as high as it's ever been. It's at record highs, but so are our inputs. And, you know, a good feed truck back in the day cost $10,000-$15,000. Now it's $70,000-$100,000.
Yes, sir.
And yep. even with a plain Jane, I mean, I'm talking plain Jane, but, you know, the feeding, we got so much cattle, we're spread out, and, you know, you're just not going to c- coat down the county road with your tractor with a bale of hay on the front of it anymore. You gotta be mobile, you know, and you got the cake feeders on the side. But what has changed that you've noticed the most in the last decade or two? Raising cattle.
Mostly the expense, just like you said. I mean, hay balers are higher, swathers are out of sight. The feed pickups herself has jumped tremendously. And it's a good thing cattle are high because the expenses are crawling right up along them. And, the fuel prices are not as high as they have been, luckily for us. But in the same tone, it hurts other people too. But it's mostly just the expense.
Right. Well, I noticed the deal in the feedlot report that I got this morning that input costs are up 33%.
Right. And you wonder where that's from because grains are not.
Yes. So it's got to be what you just discussed, equipment and, you know, and then you got to understand these supply stores, feed supply stores and the millers themselves and stuff, their expenses has gone up because labor, they're paying probably way more for labor than would be normal just because they got to get somebody to work for them.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I'm sure the insurance around the feedlot is tremendous.
Right.
It has out of sight.
Yes. So my reasoning for bringing this up is, you know, I hear people say, and you read it on social media, you read it in emails, websites, and blogs, you hear it on that, and podcasts, you know, these people are saying, you know, these processors, mainly they're pointing at the big four, as always, you know, we don't see any of this stuff that's being exported. We don't see any benefits from that. And I got to kind of chuckle a little bit because what you're talking about with the Angus Association, where you guys get a little more money, follow the Angus through all the way to the processor, you guys are getting what, it doesn't matter whether it's $100 or $300 or $400 bonus for following all these programs, but that's part of it. You're helping those processors have quality beef products to send overseas. Am I looking at that wrong?
No, you're not. You're not. And, you know, the programs, these guys that are feeding these cattle is where the money's made. I mean, all the others are going to pretty well level out, but your profit's made in your program cattle.
Right. And that's a sign of the change of time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess the word would be diversifying.
Sure.
And so I think it's good because I see, you know, we got some really good Angus producers right here around where I live and stuff. And I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know their numbers, but it's got to be good or they wouldn't continue to be doing it.
Right. And, you know, the guys that we're trying to help is the commercial guys justify the expense of the bulls they're buying right now. And it helps the seed stock guys to help their producers make more money.
Correct.
And that's the whole reason behind starting these feeder calf sales in Texas.
Right.
And this field day here in Canyon is pretty well going to center around that. And one thing I didn't tell you, we're going to have a tasting experiment, I guess you'd call it. That's probably not the right word, but we're going to have different types of meat, and they're going to cook them, and then you're going to come through and taste them and tell us whether you like it or not.
I got you.
It's an interesting, I've never seen one, but the young lady that come up with all the stuff for this field day, she wanted to have one, and I said, okay, we'll try it.
All right, that's coming up July 23rd, next Wednesday, at the West Texas A&M University at Canyon, Texas, from 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock. And you can go to texasangus.com, actually, on your phone and register for this if you need to. But I can't wait to be there. I'm going to get there bright and early. I want to see what's going on. And, of course, you guys will be eating steaks while I'm doing my show. But I'm going to pull some people away from their steak to be on my show.
Well, I'll save you a steak. I think we got plenty.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Steve, again. And he's president of the Texas Angus Association. And I'll announce it again Monday. And be good. Somebody want to ride out there with me? They're more than welcome to. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
We're like the drill.